Manchester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
So last Sunday against league leaders Runcorn Linnets, who have won their last four league games in a row, having won 13 of their 15 league games so far this season, you won 2-0.
Yeah, it's to be honest, on the outside of it, I think from the people, teams and people following our league might be a little bit surprised, but sort of internally, like it's what we deserve. We feel like we had to go out there. And I put, to be honest, loads of pressure on the players and said to them, like, we believe we should be winning this league. So go out there and prove it, and just piled all the pressure on them, really. And they went out there and they did exactly what was asked of them and executed it to perfection almost.
Wow.
We felt that against Berry, there was just sort of individual errors that ultimately cost us the game. Other than that, we felt like the result was a little bit unjust, and on another day we could have got 3 points out of that game, but we reduced the amount of individual errors we made, took risks in sensible areas of the pitch, but yeah, we felt like it was a real good game in a controlled manner from start to finish from us.
So the first goal was scored by yourself, Imogen Paul scoring that goal. How was that created and finished off by Imogen?
So we built up play really nicely. We sort of won possession in the middle of the pitch. We managed to switch it out to our right-hand side to Ellie Bradley. Kim made an overlapping run from fullback, got the ball into the box with a decent cross. They defended the first ball between Molly and Imogen. They managed to pick up the second balls, and then, yeah, Imogen Paul was the player that put the ball in the back of the net. I think she's someone that's really come on this year in terms of having an impact in that final third. Last season she didn't chip in with that many goals, but this season she's really worked on that, and that's showing now.
So 1-0 at half time, and did they have any opportunities themselves, Runcorn Linnets, in the first half? Was any saves made, or was very much yourselves?
Yeah, I think, if we're being honest, I think it was sort of our game. I think it was very even in terms of possession. But if you're looking at chances created, we felt like we had the best chances. Runcorn maybe had one or two chances where you're thinking, oh, okay, that's probably a half chance that maybe they could have done better with. But we had two or three chances where you're thinking we should have scored there. And their goalkeepers either pulled off a good save, or we've taken too heavy a touch in the final moments and things like that. So we felt like we were good value for the lead at half time.
Yeah, that's right. Into the second half, and then your top striker, Molly Wood, scores yet again.
Yeah, she's phenomenal, isn't she? She just keeps finding the back of the net at the minute. Well, I say at the minute, it's been all season, really. I can't do that disjustice. But yeah, it was a... We knew that they were going to come out hard and fast at the start of the second half, and they didn't disappoint. So we prioritised keeping that clean sheet for the first sort of 10, 15 minutes. And then towards the back end of that, we did really well in terms of getting on the ball and not just focusing on defending, starting to think about, all right, how can we start to punish these when we get the ball? And towards the end of that sort of 10, 15 minute period, we kept the ball really, really well. And again, it came from sort of the right-hand side, where, you know, with Ellie Bradley and Kim linked up again, and we managed to get balls into the box. Ellie Bradley got to the byline, and she's pulled it back, and Molly Wood was just cool as ever, put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, so how were they in the second half? Were they stronger? Did they cause you any problems?
They did, yeah, they did, to be honest. Runcorn, we know what we're going to get. It's going to be a physical game with them, but we knew that if we just kept our cool, we'd have the game. Runcorn are a very good team, but we knew that if they'd frustrate them, they wouldn't be able to cope with it, and that's to say we just frustrated them does us a disservice, really, because we were better than just setting up to frustrate them. But we did really well in the moments of potentially where we've had to just focus on defending and had to dig deep. We've done that. There were a couple of moments in the second half where you're thinking, okay, maybe Runcorn could have put that one away. But we learnt from, I think, those mistakes, and we made sure they didn't happen again, and that's what gave us the victory in the end.
Yeah, and a fantastic victory it was against the league leaders. Tomorrow, you're away at Alder FC, 2:30 kick-off in West Derby, Liverpool. What do we know about Alder FC?
So we played them at Helsby. I think it was just before Christmas, sorry. And they surprised us, to be honest. The first sort of 10-15, they came out really hard, really fast, similar to the likes of Runcorn in the second half. And it shocked us, and we did really well to manage the game from then on. I think we ended up going 1-0 down through an own goal, from a set piece, but from that moment on, we really sort of looked to control the game. So we're confident as long as we get the right start and as long as we approach the game professionally as we should do, we're confident that we can go there, get the 3 points and hopefully shoot up the league as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So any injury concerns from last week at all, Martin?
No, we should be okay. We should be good as far as I know, unless anything comes up within the warm-up. We've got Rachel Lloyd back now. She's been out with concussion for 14 days, which is just protocol. There was nothing severe to worry about. It's just obviously the guidance that we have to go by with the concussion protocol. So she's back. She's raring to go for Sunday.
Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
So yeah, other than that, we're all good.
Very good. Okay, listen, wish you all the best tomorrow, and speak to either yourself or somebody else from the team next week.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Steve.
Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.